At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the T here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation Party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up?
It is Monday. We are back on the scene, crispy and clean, giving you the latest in celebrity news that you can actually use. And sitting in for Portia while she's out on maternity leave, we got Eva Marcel in the building. What up?
Woo-hoo. Hello, the not-pregnant housewife.
Yeah, give it time. Out there in L.A., man, we got Heidi and Frank holding it down. How y'all
Hello.
Doing?
Hello, good
what's
to see you.
What's up?
Well, so later on, Wendy Williams made her triumphant return to TV. Pete Davidson and Kate Beckinsale erased any doubt that they have a thing going on. But first, Heidi, what's going on with you?
Oh, boy. I'm sure we're going to have opinions on this because last night was the first part of the controversial documentary on HBO about Michael Jackson, the Leaving Neverland, which focuses on the experience of two men in particular, Wade Robson and James Safechuck, who say that as children, Michael Jackson molested them. Take a look.
Once the abuse started, and within that first week, you know, every night that I was with him, there was abuse. You know, he started talking about how much he loves me. What this is us, how we show our love. If they ever found out what we were doing, that he and I'd be pulled apart. That we'd never be able to see each other again.
Why are your little boys having access to any grown man for alone, unsupervised? I mean, I don't care if it's Michael Jackson. I don't care if it's the Pope. I don't care who it is. I don't want unsupervised visitation with a child and a grown person. But unless you're the uncle.
Heidi, a lot of people, honey, want to mute your friend Oprah, too, for bringing this show
back
up.
Right,
yeah.
They want to just tell her.
Well, because she's interviewing the two guys on her show, and now there's a hashtag going around social media, hashtag mute Oprah, because they don't think that she should be interviewing these two guys who she believes.
The problem is not just the validity of the story, is the inability to get a complete story.
Right.
Because the other party is not here to defend themselves.
Right.
That's the problem, is that you can't really have a conversation with one side. So it obviously is one-sided because the person that we're accusing is not here to defend himself at all, and that's what makes it so crappy.
Right. And how many of y'all remember what y'all did when y'all was 7?
Was anybody here on the show molested as a child?
No.
Nobody? I was.
So you have vivid memories.
I remember it.
And how old you were?
Yeah. The confusion and enjoying it and the shame and the attention and and you're doing something wrong, all that, you know.
And you were how old?
I was probably, I was young. I was really young. I don't know if I want to even go there.
Was it same sex, Frank, or was it like an older girl?
I don't really want to go there either.
Okay.
Well,
just because I don't, because who had access to me at that time? I think that if I start giving out details of age and genders, it's
people
try to start solving the mysteries. And I'm like, you know what? Those mysteries are mine. I'm just saying that, you know, it's something that I do remember. I do remember details of. So when it comes to these two guys who've come forward and said that this is what happened to them.
But I'm sure, you know, you could have, and again, how much detail you want to go into, Frank, but I'm sure there was a certain point that you may have said, no, nothing happened. Nothing. And then it's like, oh, and now years later you say it did happen because at some point you might have been scared, say, oh, I.
Or, you know, I mean, I carried it around for a long time. And I recently, probably within the last year, even came out with that when the whole Me Too movement came out. And I thought it'd be a good time for me to, you know. Everyone was really kind of supporting each other, and it was a Me Too movement, and it was then, and now I'm saying it now. But I've carried it around for, you know, 47 years without telling anybody anything ever. I was probably going to take it to the grave. And so, you know, a lot of people were really surprised when I admitted something. Like, wow, why wouldn't you say something before? You know, why wouldn't you even, like, right now? Why wouldn't I say something about the person now? Because to me, this is not my angle of where to go with this. Now, maybe if it was a high profile person like that, I still wouldn't. I don't know what's going on with these guys.
Yeah.
And this whole situation makes me.
Well, you know what? Right. You're not alone because many people were divided on social media saying the documentary is one-sided and doesn't allow a dead man to defend himself, while others see how fame and power could have seduced young fans. Now, listen, I was a huge Michael Jackson fan. I moonwalked backwards and forwards, and I loved him. Now, I don't know as a kid if I would be like, oh, my God, I get to go over there, and I get to do this. And I have no idea how I would have reacted. All right, we'll see where this goes because right now the Jackson estate is suing HBO for $100 million in regards to this particular documentary, which I think part two is tonight.
Well, y'all, the Queen of Tea is officially back today. That's right. Our beloved host, Wendy Williams, had to postpone her return to The Wendy Williams Show multiple times after battling an array of health issues. But today, the Queen of Tea is officially reclaiming her throne. After more than 2 months of being off air, she had a lot to say about those little birdies singing about her and her husband. Take a look.
I know what you've been seeing. And I knew what the streets have been talking about. But, hunty, let me show you who I fell in love with and who he fell in love with. Hit it. That's not me anymore, but it's still me in the head, and I am still very much in love with my husband. And anybody who's been married for 5 minutes or 500 years, you know, marriages are not easy. Don't ask me about mine until you see this gone. And it ain't going anywhere. Not in this lifetime.
Hey, man.
Are the rumors that he's messing around on her or that she's messing around on him?
He's messing around on her, and he has another woman and a baby and houses and cars and all that other stuff. That's what the rumor is, but as she just said, she ain't leaving her husband if that's true.
So this whole 2 month break when she wasn't hosting the show and she had guest hosts was to get the relationship back together, and she's not telling us how they did that, or was it, I thought it was a health issue.
It was. She talks a little more
about her marriage.
Mental health.
She talks about her physical health also, but... Yeah. That was more so like the rumor mills and the people, the streets have been talking, and to set the record straight, her and her man are fine.
And to let you know, she still ain't talking about it, so ask her, because until you see that ring going, it is what it is, and she ain't going nowhere.
She better never take that ring off to put lotion on and forget to put it back on, because hell is that ring.
She did the dishes last night. She's like, oh, no, they're going to ask me about
it. It's getting clean.
Well, we have a smash-a-lay. Confirmation. Yes, we talked about Pete Davidson and Kate Beckinsale when the rumor started about when they met at the Golden Globes.
Right.
That they might be hooking up as a couple. But I think now we can actually confirm what we've been believing because we have some photo proof of some major PDA.
Yes, yes.
Take a look.
Okay. Woo!
Look at these pics.
Mm-hmm. That's a tongue kiss.
Spotted making out of the hockey game together. Aww. And yes.
It looks like he's sticking his tongue in her mouth and she's like sucking on his tongue. I don't see her tongue.
And the guy next to her seems so uncomfortable.
That guy's the guy, one of the hosts of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, the second season.
Oh, right.
He just saw his chances go down the drain.
This must mean they're in love because obviously they have no sense of people around them.
I love them together.
When Heidi was in love because we were at a Tony Bennett concert of all things. So we're surrounded by blue-haired people.
Romans. It was a nice concert at the Hollywood Bowl.
I know. Okay. Hollywood Bowl, very, very nice. Tony Bennett's on stage, box seats, surrounded by the elderly. Heidi starts making out with her girlfriend at the time in front of all these old people.
It kept their juices flowing, their blood flow. Oh, I've never seen two girls so dear.
Oh my God. Then Heidi and the girlfriend left to go to the limo to have sex in the limo, then came back.
Damn, Frank. Why'd you tell all the Heidi's tea like
that? And you know what?
Frank, you need to know that snitches get stitches.
Come on, Frank.
All right, you know what? On a show like today, it's never easy. We got to switch gears a little bit and talk about a death in the entertainment world. 52-year-old Luke Perry. Now, we told you on Friday's show that he suffered a massive stroke last week. We just got word that he has, in fact, died. Horrible news, such a young man. And we just want to say our thoughts and prayers are with all of his family and friends. Luke Perry, you will be missed.
Dish Nation. Hey, Crack, you know who's scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Well, you or any of our viewers don't need to fear the IRS.
And why is that?
Well, listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
That's right, free. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop the added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Well, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So to all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. Time is limited. This information is free. The consultation, free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep, call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Now give it to them again, Head Crack.
Don't mind if I do. 1-800-506-5803. I got y'all. It's 800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 800-506-5803. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Now, y'all, it's always a good thing when baby mamas come together and unite, and not to make the dad's life hard either. It's to make it easier. Well, Offset's baby mama Shia LaMore is thanking Cardi B for making Offset a better man. Now, a lot of people are surprised that Shia has come forth and said this because just last week she went on social media on a rant, right, about Offset's album Father of Four, where he confessed that he wasn't sure if his daughter Kalia with Shia was really his at first.
Oh, wow.
So in a recent interview, Shia said her and Offset are all good now, and she believes that Cardi has a lot to do with that.
Oh, that's dope.
That's good. That's a real woman.
Okay. Yeah. It is.
Because usually, like, the older chick is going to beef with the new chick on GP because she ain't in that slot no more. But that's simpatico.
But, you know, that's a true testament to, like, a woman making a man better and really being the better half. Because, you know, when you get a good woman in your life, you want to start doing right.
I mean, I'm not mad at her for being upset when he denying her child, saying that it wasn't his.
But if that's how he really felt about it, is it wrong for him to express that?
Yeah, it's wrong for him to express it because kids grow up to be an adult. And she grew up to be an adult. And once she looked back and her dad said he didn't think that he was the father of her, she don't feel a certain kind of way.
Was that a testament to him or her?
You know, like, dudes are always going to have any doubts, especially, like, when, like, somebody's not necessarily your main chick at the time or whatever.
Right.
And we can say what we want about Cardi B making him a better person. I also think he's slightly afraid of her.
I think he's letting her run any and everything she wants to and fixing everything because he done messed up before.
Exactly.
And he like, go ahead, baby, do whatever you want to do.
Do you realize how sick Offset would have been if he would have saw Cardi B in these rodeo outfits that she's been wearing recently and he wasn't able to have no parts of that?
I wonder how Cardi B is, like, as a stepmom.
I'm pretty sure, like, when, like, the stepkids come over, they don't want to go home.
Yeah.
What? Y'all want some virgin pina coladas?
Let me hear everybody say, oh, cool. Okay, y'all, moving on. Can we say Zendaya for the win?
Uh-oh.
The actress and songstress turned fashion designer debuted her first Tommy Now collection for Tommy Hilfiger this weekend at Paris Fashion Week. Now, Zendaya had all of the top models grace the runway, but there was one icon that stole the entire show, honey. Ooh. Guess who, Gary?
Whoa.
The legendary Grace Jones, honey.
Jones,
she showed everybody that she can still pull up to her bumper, baby. Mm-hmm. At 70 years old, y'all, take a look.
Oh,
Yo, she's killing in those boots and those brown leather pants, yo.
Oh, what my brown goodness. Leather pants? She having no pants.
Those are her legs. Baby.
Damn, that skin tight. Great.
I think she had on some stockings.
That was called F them.
Yes. Okay. Yes, darling. Well, she let everybody know that she still got it, honey. She out here does. Putting these young models to shame, baby. Were y'all shocked to see Grace? Or you know, because it's been a minute since we've seen her. When's the last time we saw her? Boomerang?
Boomerang publicly, but like, you know, she still does shows around the country. And I saw on somebody's Instagram feed one time, and I'm like, she had the energy of like when she first came out and was killing it.
She got legs of death, honey. She does.
Okay.
Honey.
She does not age.
At all.
Like, at all. She looks the same as she did from that scene in Boomerang.
Yeah, she did, bitch. We told that girl to, honey, look at her.
Yeah, you're not gay. My brother's gay.
All right, let me put on my glasses, baby. All right, up next, honey, Diddy lets fans know that you never miss what you have, honey, until it's gone. We'll tell you all about that after the break. Promotional consideration provided by...
When your skin is feeling dry and crinkly, time for Gold Bond Healing Lotion. Penetrates 10 surface layers deep with 7 moisturizers, 3 vitamins. Gold Bond.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Well, y'all, it looked like Diddy is reminiscing on the love he had with Kim Porter. Over the weekend, the music mogul shared a vintage photo of him and Kim together, sweetly holding each other with the caption, "Shaking my head." Well, after posting the sweet image of him and Kim, a fan jumped into the comment section and said, "When she was alive, you didn't want to marry her, confused Negro. Get the out of here." Oh. And Diddy immediately responded with, "I know, I played myself, shaking my head."
And his reaction, like the way he responded, was just so real and so genuine.
Yeah.
Because, like, it would, you know, be cool to have a quick, like, witty comeback, but to be like, you know what, you're right, I played myself.
So that's why people, when you date, you should just go ahead and marry him and not let him
off. No, you have to be sure.
You know, we're under these confines that everybody else puts on us over here. You go to other countries like Africa, people be having multiple wives, and it's not for the sake of just like fighting and being able to have sex with multiple people.
Oh, they do an Amish country.
Yeah, I want to move there. But at the end of the day, like, you know, Diddy was living his life how he wanted to live, and Kim apparently was happy with that.
Everybody's not necessarily right for someone. I mean, do you have any stepbrothers or stepsisters?
We got to be right somewhere down there.
Do you have any stepbrothers or stepsisters?
I have half-brothers and sisters.
Same difference, right?
But my daddy married their mama, but they divorced.
Okay, but that means that... for some of them, it didn't work out so
but
well.
They still got married. He didn't even marry her.
Well, some people are good breeders. You know, like, like there's some people you look at, but like, hey, I can't marry you, but we'd have great looking kids together. You know what I'm saying?
And like, great looking kids turn ugly as they get adults, so that's not a good reason.
I think Kim and Diddy were soulmates, definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And they just didn't get married.
You don't need a ring and a piece of paper to tell you that.
You think you let your soulmate get by?
Yes, I don't have none.
Well, yo, this is something that's going to make you guys feel real good.
Ooh.
Now, a photo is going viral after a professor was spotted holding his student's baby while he was teaching. So a man by the name of Nathan Alexander, a visiting professor at Morehouse College, said he was just trying to help when he allowed a student to bring his infant daughter to his class on Friday, volunteering to hold the child as he taught while the student took notes. Aww. Now, this photo has gotten a lot of positive attention on social media, and one person in particular who tweeted out is a film director by the name of Ava DuVernay. We know her. She's big out here in these streets. She said, "Bravo at Professor Nate and to your dedicated student."
That's, I mean, on so many different levels, from the fact that as a parent, he's still in school and hasn't given up on his dream. The fact that today was obviously his day to have
to
the
have
kids. And he needed to get to class and still made it a point to do so. Like, and that he's still an active dad. Like, all of it.
Everything's great about this.
Yeah. My hat bang is off to him.
Not bang.
Now, so, Gary, let's say if Eva had to bring little Mikey to work, would you, like, watch him and let him rock on your
that
lap?
That little badass child, no. Yeah.
Mikey's not bad. Mikey's really good.
I love him. He is such a chum.
And Mikey
loves
you.
He's gorgeous, too.
I love it. I would definitely babysit baby Mikey.
He's going to feed your baby goulash.
That's why he's going to be some good food, honey.
Well, up next, find out what popular TV host is looking for love on dating apps.
Yep, Heidi and Frank will tell you more after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, after only 3 weeks of being a father, Andy Cohen is looking for love. I guess he's sick of being home with the baby. He needs to have a date. It's been reported that the Watch What Happens Live host has been seen on the dating apps Grindr, that's gay Tinder, and also there's another app called Scruff. Apparently, he thinks his chest will bring all the boys to the yard because that's his main profile picture. Also, another photo of him on a yacht. I guess that's like, hey, date me.
Now, that's a good profile picture, a picture to add to your profile because am I on somebody else's yacht or is it mine? I'm going to pretend it's mine.
Well, of course you're going to pretend it's yours. And then you can ask me when we get together. And I'll be like, that was a photo shoot. I don't own a boat.
Exactly.
And then this I find very interesting. He refers to himself as Coach Taylor, the coach from Friday Night Lights.
I think that's who people have told Andy. He kind of looks like if he was, you know, an actor, that he would be Coach Taylor. Like in his fantasy world, he probably wants to say, I'll be the coach, you be my football player.
You be my tight end.
Yeah.
You know.
Isn't that in Grindr and Scruff, is that just more for hooking up? Is there like more of the relationship?
Maybe he's just looking to hook up.
Were you ever on any of these sites?
No, I never have.
Never went on Grindr?
No. But, oh my God, recently I got alerted that somebody is using my picture, my hideous...
Why the f*** would they do that?
I know, do they want to get
I thought
get
they
laid?
Wanted to get somebody.
I don't understand.
I mean, that's like giving your own phone a virus.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham.
Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.